Chapter 5, Christine Disappears. Christine and Raoul ran through the opera house to get away from Eric. Suddenly, a man stepped into their way. He had very dark skin and wore clothing from a Middle Eastern country. "Go down there," he said. They went in the direction that the man had pointed. They finally came to Christine's room. "Who was that man?" Raoul asked. "That's the Persian. He's always here at the opera house," she replied. "Christine, I want you to come away with me now." "It's ridiculous to have to live like this," said Raoul. "Not today," she replied. "I promised I would sing at tomorrow's performance for Eric. I must do that. I will go away with you after the performance." They discussed their plans to run away the next evening. The next day, Raoul prepared for the evening. He ordered a carriage to be ready outside the opera at the end of the performance. The opera house was crowded that night. Everyone had come to listen to Christine. She sang nervously at first, but she finally relaxed and gave her best performance ever. The audience went wild and gave her a standing ovation. Suddenly, all the lights went out. Everything was in complete darkness. Then, there was a scream. It was a woman's voice. The managers quickly had the lights turned on again, but Christine had disappeared. There was a loud murmuring of voices in the audience. Raoul was very worried. He hurried to the manager's office to find out what was going on. As he was about to enter the office, he felt a hand on his shoulder. It was the Persian man. "Don't talk about Eric with anyone," he warned. Then he put his finger to his lips, signaling secrecy. Raoul went into the manager's office. There were many men there, including a detective. They all looked at Raoul suspiciously. The detective asked him, "You've been spending a lot of time with Miss Dai, haven't you?" "Yes," replied Raoul. "You were going to leave with Miss Dai after the performance tonight, weren't you?" "Yes, that's true." "Your brother wasn't happy about your friendship with Miss Dai, was he?" "That's none of your business," Raoul replied angrily. "Did you know that your brother's carriage was outside the opera house tonight, but now it's gone?" the detective asked Raoul. "Your brother took Miss Dai." Raoul was furious now. "I'll find them," he shouted. After Raoul left the room, the detective, smiling, said, "I don't know if the Count took Miss Dai, but Raoul will find out for us." When Raoul rushed out of the office, the Persian blocked his way. "Where are you going?" he asked Raoul. "I'm going to find Christine Dai," Raoul replied. "Then start looking in the opera house." "She left through the cellars." Raoul, surprised, said, "How do you know?" "Eric has taken her through a secret passage to the house on the lake," the Persian man said quietly. "You seem to know so much about Eric. What else do you know?" Raoul asked. "He's extremely dangerous." "Did he hurt you?" asked the young man. The Persian replied, "I have forgiven him for all that." "You are the same as Christine," said Raoul. "You both think he is a monster, but you both feel sorry for him."
"Shh,"
hushed the Persian. "He may hear us. He could be anywhere, the floor, the walls, the ceiling." The two men went to Christine's room. The Persian went to the mirror and knocked on the wall. Suddenly, the mirror began to revolve. "Hurry," he said to Raoul. "We are going to the cellars. Be careful and do exactly what I tell you." They walked through the dark cellars. Raoul could hear mice and rats running along the damp floors. They walked until they came to a wall. "This is an entrance to Eric's house. Bouquet died here. He discovered the house, and Eric killed him to keep it a secret." He directed his lamp on the wall. "There's a lever here. We pull it, and the door opens," Here it is. The wall opened and they walked in. Soon the wall slammed shut behind them. They were in an empty room. The walls were made of glass. The walls are mirrors, exclaimed Raoul. It's Eric's torture chamber. We have to find a way out quickly, said the Persian in a desperate voice.